WTOP at 11:33. Well, a new study shows that breast biopsies can tell the difference between healthy tissue and cancer, but they're less reliable when it comes to pointing out more subtle abnormalities. And joining us live now to talk more about it is CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. Barry, this is a troubling study for a lot of women who have breast biopsies. Tell us a little bit about what the study found.
Well, it definitely is disconcerting, Debbie. What University of Washington researchers did was enlist 115 volunteer pathologists around the country, and they gave them 240 different test slides containing different samples of breast tissue and asked them to analyze them. And then those results were compared with a standard developed by a group of very experienced expert breast pathologists from around the country. Now, when the cancer was invasive, there was almost total agreement between the two groups. But in these gray areas of lesser types of anomalies, there wasn't so much disagreement. For a condition known as ductal carcinoma in situ, that's when abnormal cells are confined to the breast, to the milk ducts, there was agreement in 4 out of 5 cases. Now, that's a lot, but it suggests that in 20% of the cases, there was a misdiagnosis. And when they're trying to interpret atypical cells, something that's very common, they only agreed about half the time, what one doctor called a coin toss.
So the key learning here for everyone is really perhaps to take a look at not only getting a second opinion, but also consulting with multiple doctors here.
That's exactly right, Mark. And what this study really does is it points out specific conditions where those second opinions really should be sought. These lesser cases, if you will, of cancer, especially cancers that haven't invaded the rest of the body, cancers that can't really be easily interpreted on a biopsy. And this is especially true, this study finds, for women who have dense breast tissue. So it really fine-tunes the types of cancers, the types of conditions, I should say, that women really should seek that second opinion.
And I guess that is primarily because you can have a misdiagnosis or even a misdiagnosis that could result in unnecessary treatment or perhaps even no treatment where it was really needed.
Well, that's the big fear here, Debbie, that there are a lot of women out there, especially in these atypical cases where the calls are 50-50 with the possibility of a misdiagnosis. That's the concern, that a lot of women are being told either A, they have a condition that's more serious than they actually do have and they're getting more treatment than they need, or B, they're being told not to worry when they really should.
An important study, and certainly some terrifying weeks when those reports come back for many women. Barry, thank you for breaking it down for us.
My pleasure, Mark.
That is CBS correspondent Barry Bagnato.